Best deal.
Here we go, Wobbleland. We've been talking a lot about primary election results today. As you know, Ohio held its primary yesterday, as did the state of Indiana. And Senator Todd Young, he was one of the races that a lot of people were watching, but he ended up running unopposed in yesterday's primary. So he's obviously moving forward to the general election. So to talk about what is next as we move towards November, we turn to the senator himself. Good morning, Senator Todd Young.
Good morning, Kayla. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. First of all, congratulations. Whether or not you were running unopposed, you still deserve a congratulations for that. But I do want to ask you, were you surprised not to have a primary challenger?
You know, I wasn't surprised. It, of course, is something we worked hard at.
Yeah.
We worked to earn the trust and support of a broad swath of Republicans across the state, and we aim to do the same thing in the general election, raised a lot of money and so forth. But you know, you never take this for granted, and we were certainly ready for anything that came our way.
Well, okay, you probably know I'm going to ask you this, Senator. You did not get an endorsement from former President Donald Trump. I'm sure you're well aware. It seems like this is all the mainstream media is talking about right now. How do you feel about not getting that endorsement?
You know what? If anyone chooses to endorse me, great. If they elect not to, understanding that I don't need endorsements to win, I already have a broad base of support, that's fine too. The only endorsement I really aim to seek at the outset of an election is a majority of Hoosier voters, and we're going to achieve that come November.
So, okay, with that being said then, would you welcome an endorsement from Donald Trump?
I don't think about endorsements. I mean, your question is well received and certainly fair. There are a lot of people around the country who run for office to get on television, to get endorsements. I run for office in order to get elected to improve people's lives.
I do kind of want to switch topics on you. I hope that's okay. And I do want to talk about this leaked document from allegedly, you know, a clerk regarding the Supreme Court and their decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. A lot of Democrats have called this clerk or this individual, they've used the word brave to describe this person. What say you about the individual who leaked this document, Senator?
I use the word, and I use it charitably, unethical.
Mm-hmm.
They are destructive of one of the pillars of American democracy, which is an independent federal judiciary. One cannot make decisions and deliberate about important matters independently when their draft opinions are circulated among members of the media. So I have nothing but unkind things to say about this person. Why don't we just leave it at I hope they are held highly accountable.
Yeah. Well, you're probably like me, Senator. My mama always taught me if I didn't have something nice to say, to not say anything at all. So I can respect you kind of wanting to move on from that.
Sure.
I am curious, though, as maybe your initial reaction or your initial response when this document was leaked, what was your overall feelings when it comes to essentially the Supreme Court deciding to overturn Roe v. Wade?
Well, listen, I've been on record for a long time indicating, as someone who's actually studied the law, who's read the opinion of Roe versus Wade, and who, like most Americans who follow such issues, I have deep convictions on this issue. I think it was wrongly decided as a matter of law. I think as a matter of principle, we should leave such decisions up to the American people, not have their decision-making process mm-hmm. circumvented by a distant, unelected federal judiciary, which is exactly what happened in Roe versus Wade. So I'll remind all your listeners, whatever their convictions about life and abortion, that should this draft decision stand, should Roe versus Wade be essentially overturned in this case, then the decision will go back to the people, to the American
yeah.
people, to their elected representatives, which is where it should have rested.
You know, and Senator, a lot of people forgot to mention that detail, that it's going to go back to your elected representatives to kind of decide where that stands. So I'm glad you threw that in there. I also want to touch on really quickly something at least exciting here for Northeast Indiana. Our honor flights, finally, after many, many months, almost 2 years, I believe, honor flights finally resumed from Northeast Indiana. And rumor has it, Senator, you were actually there to greet our veterans in D.C. when they arrived.
You know, Kayla, thank you for bringing this up. You know, in part as a public service announcement, I mean, this is, and WoWo tends to be deeply involved in these, mm-hmm. and I thank the station for that, but this is just an absolute treat to go out to visit with those who have served. There's still some World War II veterans, Korean War veterans, all the way up to the present day, who many of whom are soon going to pass, and they have an opportunity to see these monuments, which were built in their honor. And to know that the people of Indiana, through their elected representatives, through myself, respect their sacrifices, yeah. appreciate them, it makes them beam with pride for so many of these individuals. They may have just spent 6 months overseas, but that is the most consequential, pride-filled moment of their life, and they need to be thanked. So that's what the Honor Flight is all about. And it's a great American tradition, not formed by government, but instead by a handful of individuals who decided to peacefully remember the sacrifices, the services mm-hmm. of those who came previously. And it's just grown and grown and grown across the country. And we got to keep it going.
Yeah,
so I would tell those who are out there, your millions of listeners,
you're kind.
If they are a veteran, if they know a veteran who might be interested in this, I'm sure you can provide them information over the air about how they can participate in an honor flight in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been on one myself, Senator. I plan on going on another one in the future. But it truly is. When they step off that plane and they arrive there to see some of these memorials essentially built in their honor, to have you there. I know Congressman Jim Banks joins a lot. Senator Mike Braun joins a lot. But to get off the bus when we arrive to those memorials and see y'all standing there, I know it's a really big, important moment for them that y'all take the time out of your day to come and thank them for their service. So I thank you, Senator, for making the time to do that. Really quick, before I let you go, as we're getting ready for the general election, how do you prepare, or what do you do now as we move towards November?
So we have to stay focused. Let me communicate this to all conservatives who are listening. Don't get distracted by the Democrats. The Democrats understand that what most Hoosiers, most Americans care about right now are the 40-year high price inflation. It's the porous southern border. It's the challenges overseas invited by the Biden administration, and we need to continue to focus on these issues. The Democrats are flailing, and so they're looking for an out. They want to change the subject to Roe versus Wade, which, of course, now will go through the elected representatives to decide that if indeed Roe is overturned. They want to change it to some sort of narrow niche issues, but let's not mm-hmm. get distracted. Let's win control of the House, as I believe we will come November. Let's win control of the U.S. Senate, which will be close, but we're going to get it done certainly in the state of Indiana. And then let's set the stage for a conservative president come 2024. And we can make sure that our country does not go the way of collectivist, socialist, this revolution that's underway to pack the Supreme Court, to pass a Green New Deal. The insanity that so many people are feeling, we can fight it back, and we can continue the prosperity that we're enjoying in recent years, and people can once again be optimistic about their future. But we got to stay focused on November, Kayla.
Yeah, well, I like the optimism that you're putting out there. Senator Todd Young, I appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
That's Senator Todd Young joining us live here on Whoa News Time. It's 8:48. Michael McIntyre.
Podcasts by Federated Media.